All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Soul Season. This is still Nini or Nani, depending on who and where and what and how. I don't know, guys. But anywho, welcome back to episode 5. The theme of this one is refocusing, and let's get right into the scripture. This week's scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and it says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." If you're anything like me, this summer has been full of laughs, late nights, good vibes, boy drama, friend link-ups, and maybe a little too much romanticizing. But there's no shame in that, okay? You deserved joy, softness, and a break. But now the sun is still out, but it's time to realign. This episode will be for the students, or even the workers, the dreamers, the planners, and the plotters. For anyone who has to write affirmations to lock themselves in to get those A's. But still stark to question if they're doing good enough. This episode is for you. This episode will be called Grades, Grace, and Grinding. And I hope it meets you right at the edge of burnout, just before you break. So our first topic today will be achievement does not equal identity. Okay, I used to wear my achievements like armor. Okay, GPA on lock. Extracurriculars were stacked. I was the yes girl. I overachieved as much as I could. And I told myself I kind of had to earn being seen and loved and valued. And somewhere between the color-coded planner and the endless to-do list, I forgot that the truth is I'm already enough. And I think our culture loves to love the girl who has it all together. But I think in recent events, I've learned that God is always close to the one who is falling apart. Anyone who is quick to admit that they need help, because grace flows best through the cracks, okay, guys? And I think for a while I got used to telling myself the lie that is, if I just do one more, or if I just stay a little later, or stay up a while longer, if I just fix my morning routine, or if I just prove that I belong here, then I hypothesized my entire life. I gave if-then statements to every event that arose for me. And I treated burnout like the rite of passage. But sometimes sometimes the problem isn't your discipline, it's your direction. Like, I think I learned to say, oh, I need to be fixed. I'm broken. And I'm not broken, and neither are you. Maybe you're just burdened. Okay, you're carrying pressure that no one has ever assigned to you, especially not God. And you don't need to do more to be worthy. Okay, what you need to do is to let grace catch you. Okay, like, God is in the grind, but so is burnout. God will honor your diligence, but your dreams do matter. I just think that there's a strong difference between working with God and working for approval. When you tie down your value to how productive you are, you will always be chasing after the next step, and you will never rest. And grace, it doesn't cancel ambition, it recalibrates it even. I think it allows you the hustle without harming yourself. And Grace says to, like, do your best. Like, don't destroy yourself trying to be perfect, because there's no one perfect. No one is perfect. And I cannot stress that enough. And this is going to be a really quick episode, guys. But I just finished filming another episode for next season. And I don't know, guys. I had, like, a quick reality check of before I go and start to rewrite my goals for this upcoming semester, just to get myself out of the spiral that will be, I have to get my life together. That mindset just needs a full-blown pause. Stop. Okay? It isn't about perfection. It's about presence. Okay? Let yourself fully be here. You don't have to prove anything to anyone but the one who's already called you his. That is the only person you should even think about when doing anything. And I want you to take this with you. Here's the sole prompt for this episode. What am I trying to prove and to who? And if the answer isn't to honor God or to grow with purpose, then it's time to realign yourself, okay? Was it your own voice that told you that rest was weakness? That allowing yourself to rest is making yourself weak and you are stalling your greatness? Or was it someone's expectations or even someone else's actions? Like, who told you that success only counts if it hurts you? Like, that's not true. And I think it's time to rewrite the rules that you've been living by. So I'm just gonna pray. God, I lay my striving at your feet. All right. I pray that you remind me and others that your grace is enough, especially when I feel like I'm not. Help me to do my best without idolizing the outcome. Let me trade the pressure, the weights that I have on my heart for peace. Teach me to walk in purpose, not perfection, and show me that your power shows up right where I feel weakest. I release the hustle to you, Lord. I receive your rest. In your mighty name, I pray all of this to you and more. Amen. But yeah, I just want to quickly reiterate, because I remember my first semester going into college, that I had a whole breakdown over my first final. Like, I had to call my family. I was hyperventilating. I walked out of that room. I was like, I don't even know what that test was. It was a history test. I'm pretty sure at some point I did math. I don't know what was going on. All right. So I just want to reiterate that you are not your test scores. You are not the summer slump that you may have been in. You are not the missed assignment or the bad day or that crappy job or the almost. You are more than enough even while you're still becoming. So yes, go and take a test, go and chase the dreams, go and be excellent, but do not forget to breathe. Okay, do not forget to let yourself rest, and do not forget that grace will carry you further than any grind ever could. Okay, this has been the soul season, and we're in it for the long game. So I'll see you next week. Bye, guys.